beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, what up, Candace?
Hi.
We're
What's
here.
Good? We're here.
Somewhere between this and there was no gap in between the last episode of our podcast live and now.
None. No gap at all. Because time doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this shit, let me tell you, is about us all taking callers and stuff and topics, but catching up as besties and saying some real shit. So what's the real deal with Candace or with you? What's up, Candace?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. So I'm doing it. So we sold our house, and we are buying an RV, and we are road tripping it, quitting our jobs. Like, it's happening.
It's happening. It's real. I'm happy for you guys. Really,
yeah, I'm really excited. It's a whole different way of being, and I just can't wait to get right into it. I love it. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Are you gonna do like TikTok videos and stuff of your road trip and stuff?
I think so. I think we are. I think we're gonna have like a YouTube thing and like a TikTok thing, and it's like to document the journey and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I mean, we're definitely gonna be documenting stuff. Cause come on, man, it's like forever vacation. I don't know. It's like that's what it's gonna be. Road trip.
I'd like to document my fast life and the spirals of what that entails. So I think it's going to be a real pleasure to watch you on your road trip. It's a nice, relaxing.
It's gonna
be fun. I would love to see what you like experience. Like, wow, you know, I never thought I'd like this, but we're here and this is my kitchen. Like, I watched that video of that RV. And that was so cool.
It's crazy though, because like I don't know how to explain it, but okay, so like I'm moving. And I have to, like, declutter and downsize and get rid of a lot of material things. And while I was doing that, this has been, like, about a two-month process, other stuff that's not materialistic, like a lot of emotional baggage, a lot of things I began to, like, clear out my physical life, a lot of things in my emotional life started coming up that out of nowhere, and it was kind of interesting.
I get that. I know what you're talking about. You were decluttering.
It was so cleansing. I mean, you came to visit, and my house was like a fucking mess. It was great.
Not really. really for me. So let's talk about this recent. I don't know what we're going to call it, energy wave?
We can call it that. There's a couple contributors to this energy wave, but yeah, we can talk about it.
You can't run from this shit, and also provided by, sit with it, because you're going to have to handle and deal with your own shit.
Yeah. It's rough right now. It is rough energetically. Well, tonight is actually the it's a super moon, but it's a full moon tonight.
I think they come up with these names, but they're so contradictory. Is that the word? It's like the purple moon. It sounds so great, and it's like fucking ridiculous. And you feel all this shit, and you're like, why? I had so many great things planned for this full moon and dealing with emotions, and I hate this.
think any moon. Yeah, I think all the moons deal with, like, the emotions and stuff like that, the more feminine aspects of our beings. But, yeah, they come up with all these weird names, and it just dates back to back in the day. I mean, when, you know, centuries ago, certain moons revolved around different, like, crop seasons, and that's how they told time, really, by the moon and stuff like that, by the sun, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
I just
kind of
got to a point where whatever the moon's going to do, it's going to do, and I'm going to come out learning
shit. No, but the moon's great, and, like, all the elements, well, not the elements, rather, all the energy that the moon symbolizes is great to harvest. You can do certain, like, different rituals. It's good to, like, release on full moons. It's good to, like, release certain energies because it's, like, the ending of, like, cycles. So, or, like, say you want to end, like, a bad habit or something. You know, stuff like that's really good to harvest the energy of the moon and to make, like, moon water, too.
Yeah. So do you drink the moon water? Do you mix it with your cocktails?
Yeah. Do you drink it with cocktails?
I've mastered this jalapeno tequila spicy drink.
Yeah.
It is
that looks
delicious. I found pear juice and I put it and I shook it with some jalapeno tequila and I made tagine mixed with cayenne and I dipped it with like agave on the rim. Holy hell of a deliciousness.
See, I'm so blown away by like the jalapeno tequila. Like I'm so blown away by that. I'm like, what?
I might have to put that out in the moon and then try it.
Hey, there you go.
It probably still
tastes the same, but with a little extra added benefits to it.
I'm going to have to put all my shit out in front of the moon and have it blessed.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to lay out naked.
Yeah, in all reality, yes. Go lay naked. Yeah, seriously. All them witches thinking they were crazy.
Yeah, that's probably why they're all sexy too.
But yeah, put your crystals out. If you got crystals, put them out to cleanse them and to recharge them and stuff like that. Yeah, for sure.
Did you see my TikTok?
Which one?
I just posted one earlier. It was about what you should probably be releasing to the moon. And the first one was your stupidity, because we all have to really face ourselves.
Yeah.
And then I was like, by the way, you don't need another tarot deck or oracle deck. If you have more than three, you have a problem.
Uh-oh. Should we have like a anonymous tarot deck anonymous club happening, because I got like 12 decks.
Jesus.
I love them. They're so pretty.
They're so pretty. There comes a threshold of too many, and what do you do with them?
You use them.
And here I am. I've collaborated with you, and I've given you a tarot deck.
Yeah. Which is, I really love that deck, Heaven and Earth one. Right, I haven't, and it's really pretty. Like it's dark, but not. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful.
By the way, if there's people out there listening, this is one of those shows where if you want to call in and bring up a topic, we might do some readings, maybe. But this is where we talk shit. We talk about our life. All right, hold on. So I want to talk about the energetic wave and stuff. I don't always like follow through with the collective stuff because what I've noticed is I checked in once, and I lied. In the beginning, I did a lot. But then later on, I would post something, and I was realizing like it was a part of the collective. I was like, whoa, that's cool. I'm intuitively connected to the big topics of the world. But this energy thing was such a pressure for me. Like my ego came out. My depression came out, my thoughts about my future and where I'm going. And I was like, I'm nowhere right now. I'm not established. I'm still here. And I'm like, I was so hard on myself. And it was like,
aww.
It was like the level of hard, but it was a blessing in disguise, honestly. But first of all, I'm super grateful for, like, you as a friend as well. And, like, I posted, like, how I felt shitty. And people were like, it's okay. You know, it's a collective thing. If you're here, if you want to talk. So I appreciate those people. If you didn't, fuck you. But,
Well, we love you, Joe.
I know, I love you, too. But, so collective thing. But it showed me, like, I was not really loving myself. I thought I was. I was going out for, like, Dunkin' Donuts, going to the river. And then I was like, all right, motivational stuff. And I was putting so much pressure on my work, and I wasn't enjoying it. And so my guides told me to slow down. So that was another lesson, slow down. And I've been doing a whole lot of nothing, which is something, which is, I love it. I don't have to be. That's a big problem I had. I felt like I had to be doing something. I had to be somewhere. I had to go somewhere doing something. And I was like, oh, my God, this has to stop.
Yeah.
So
you're definitely a busybody. Yeah, like I remember, Candace, what should I do? I need to go do something. I want to go do something. It's like 11 o'clock at night. What do you want to do, Joe? I mean, most people go to bed, but what do you want to do? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I went through that a couple of days ago. It's been a weird... What's that?
No, I did. This is the second time I posted to go live on the radio show, and I didn't change, like, how long of a time to be live for. So we have, like, 3 minutes that we're live. Whatever.
But, yeah, these energies have been weird. Like, probably for almost a week, like, I haven't been myself. Like, no motivation. Like, there's the intent, and then there's the, you know, like, I want to get up and go do this, but it's like, no, I'd just rather sit here and not do anything because it feels good.
Right. And I just got to that point. Well, I've been there before, but it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
my
just slow down.
My mind is just, like, on overdrive, like, constantly getting, like, downloads, or like my mind was extremely overactive.
Yeah, exactly what you put it really well. Overactive, thinking like on override, on repeat, like a broken record.
Yeah.
That's
it's starting, I don't want to say it's starting to quiet down, but after I talked to you, I was like, I don't know what's going on. Everything is my time. I don't, maybe it's because I quit my job, so I have all the time in the world, really, you know, I don't have a set schedule for anything, really, so maybe, like, that's why I'm losing track of time. It's like, I don't know, like, I get up at, like, 7 o'clock in the morning, and then in the blink of an eye, it's, like, 10:30, I'm like, what? Like, what happened?
you changed, you had a change in routine. So your change in routine was like, you felt like you were, like, your timeline split. Like, typically you would have been at work, and now you're not. And it's like, what are you doing?
Yep.
And your timeline's like, you're here, and you're, like, feeling weird about it. But was another thing my guides told me, too. They were like, look, you want to be all the way over there, and you still have, like, other versions of Joe to evolve with in each chapter. So, like, take it easy. And I was like, fuck. And we're right where we need to be. And I was like, fine.
Yes. Yeah, I totally believe that. Like, you had said that to me. I was like, I totally believe that. It just feels weird.
Yeah, it's been weird.
But usually, like, what I've noticed, like, it's like the calm before the storm type of thing.
Yeah.
And, like, there's going to be, like, a glow up here shortly.
I agree with you, but it's the first time in my life where I think I'm like, yeah, I'm just not going to, like, sit there and, like, wait for it, or, like, what is it, or I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Yeah. Today, I thought I had work, and I left my house, and Spirit goes, you should probably check your schedule. And I went, why? And I looked at it, and I wasn't scheduled to work, and I went, well, looks like we're going to Taco Bell. I don't know what happened. I was craving Taco Bell today. Yeah, it's been weird. I think it's like we're getting our shit together for the next wave, whatever that means, is what I'm hearing. We're getting our shit together for the next wave, and
so crazy. Right, energetically, it's so crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. I think there's like, oh, it's 949. Angel numbers.
But yeah, there's just a lot going on energetically and out in the world, and so many people that are just like afraid, but like not anymore. There was so much fear for a long time. I mean, there still is, but now it's different things.
Yeah, I don't know. There was one day in particular I remember scrolling through Facebook, or there was like a group chat. I mean, people are dope, and I know that people, like, we all go through shifts, but these super grounded people. But then all of a sudden, this fear. Oh, it was around that negative portal gun of the world in Neverlands or whatever the fuck it was.
CERN.
Yeah, that one. And they were losing their shit. Like, they were in. Yeah. They didn't. I don't even think they realized how fearful they were of the shit. And I was like, I can't. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And they were on that multidimensional shit too. They were like, we're gonna throw our spears, and we're gonna send our gadgets to the, I was like, oh, I can't deal with this right now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, to each their own, and everyone's on their own different journey with their own abilities and yada yada yada. But sometimes for me, it's a little overboard. Like, I can't be, like, I see that. I see people talking about it, too. And I'm just like, okay, all right, we're done. At some point, we need to stop. Because a lot of people were just spreading fear. And it's not the first time that people are saying that it's an energetic portal of some sort. I didn't do a whole lot of looking into it, so I don't really know all the specifics of what it's capable of doing. I know it messes with timelines and shit, so I mean, I know that much. People have noticed like a lot of different Mandela effects since then, and it's not the first time. They did it like in 2016 and I think like early 2000s or something like that they did it, so they've done it more than once. But I don't know, it's people are in fear of that evil forces, you know, the dark forces are going to use it against us, but it's kind of, we won. I mean, there is no, it's hard to explain because we won the battle, so it's, nothing can really hurt us.
Right.
Unless we allow it to, you know, unless we let it infiltrate. And those kind of energies, those fear-mongering energies, is what gets the vibration down. But we've already, like, won the battle, so to speak, and we know we have. So it's like, what are you afraid of?
I don't know.
There's,
I know,
nothing to be afraid of, you know?
I know what it's like to be in fear and that negative energy, and it's hard to, like, really get into that mental state. But if people understood, like, the answer to releasing all this is within you, or taking a spiritual cleansing of sorts. But I noticed that you can't just drop the bomb on the conversation about, like, the darkness and negativity and Lucifer and shit, because people just go like, oh, hell no. No. Well, the truth is, like, duality is everything. We need the darkness for the light. Why? Because you won't learn through the shit. We have to go through.
Yeah.
People have this blindfold on, or they want to put they live in fear. When you actually face your fears instead of, like, running from them, you learn a lot from them. I'm not saying go do drugs and shit. I'm saying, like, there's a lot of fears. There's fears of people wanting to go on, you know, doing their spiritual journey. Like, even starting it, because people judge them for, that's the devil. Like, the devil did not make crystals, okay? And then people go, like, buy a crystal. And I read a story. I forget where it was. I saw a video. Think, and they were like, they bought a crystal and they brought it home, and it was a day later that they realized something wasn't right, and they realized it was the crystal. No, it's because of the subconscious belief that it fucked it up. Like, our belief system in our brain is so powerful. that if we don't really, like, realize that, we create this reality of shit getting fucked up because of a crystal. That's like me being told that dried pasta, like hard pasta, spaghetti, is the devil in Italian tradition. And I go buy it, and I see my grandmother in spirit going, "How dare you? What's wrong with you?" And I'm in fear.
Yeah, there's generational, deep-rooted stuff. Because, like, I don't know, five generations ago, somebody had a fear of something and told their child, and then they told their child, and it just kind of kept going, you know? And that's just how it's been from the beginning of time. Because one person made a mistake, and, you know, you can take anything. It doesn't matter what it is. A spoon. Let's go with a spoon. Now, that could be a positive thing or a negative thing. You can use it to eat your cereal, or you can, like, stab somebody in the eye. It could be a weapon. You know, it's all with the intent and how you use that and how you use it, right? So when it comes to, like, tarot or witchcraft or, you know, anything occult like that, you had one person back in the day with Saul, I don't even know. Back in the day, they decided to use witchcraft for nefarious reasons, and so therefore it became known as bad, and it's not even like that.
Yeah, that's like family curse or something, or like you know, like someone saying if you ever drop this, you're fucked, and then you drop it, and then you're creating this whole oh my god. But the truth is like this is also like ancestral clearing and healing and stuff. So whatever it is that you're going through and experiencing out there, realize and common sense too. Like a lot of us take some serious shit on. We're like, no, you don't understand. But look,
crazy because like all these things, like, you know, crystals are in everything. You know, they're in your TVs, they're in your watches. I mean, they're used to power so many things. So how can they be bad? It's from the earth. People, you know, they're in the ground.
People
don't know
watches.
Mother Nature creates them. How are they bad? Herbs and using herbs for different things. You know what they do? When they make medicine, like in the pill form, they make medicines. They take plants or roots or the stems or whatever, and they start with that and to get, like, I don't know, whatever ingredient you want to call it from it, and discard the rest. So
it sounds like my ex-girlfriend.
You know, so these herbs and these plants and stuff like that, they were put here for a reason. They are very medicinal. But
she just
extracted
what she wanted from me and threw me out.
What happened?
I said, it sounds like my ex-girlfriend. She just took what she wanted and threw me away. Discarded the rest. We do have a caller. I mean, like, we might as well take the caller and see what topic or whatever they're calling in about. Yeah.
Sure.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? 520? We have a ghost caller. That's what we have. We have a silent person. They're there, but they're not there. Something about this conversation made them go. I don't know what happened. I hope they're okay.
I don't know. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. Maybe another time. I don't know. But yeah, that's what's going on in the world. There's a lot of that shit. I feel there was a lot of timeline shenanigans.
A lot of timeline shit going on. I noticed that in my everyday life. Like, just where did that come from? Like driving down the road and like, I don't know. It's like, that was never there before. What is going on?
Yeah, they put up parking meters by my job, and I've lived in this area for most of my life. And I was like, where did that come from? Then one of those days before the emotional transition. I felt like the whole day was, I'm here in this timeline, but then I'm there in that timeline. It was just so much of awareness. But I'll tell you what, Candace, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm kind of like, and this is not a negative thing, it's this positive thing. I'm trying my best not to be so internal about thinking and feeling spiritual, timeline jumping, you know, all that stuff. Because my guides were like, you need to be present. I was like, damn. Because I told you, I don't like feeling grounded. I don't. And I had to admit that to myself.
Yeah, you're very flighty. I mean, in a sense that, like, not in a bad way, but you always, you're constantly going. Constantly, like, you can't sit still. You got to do something all the time. So for you to sit there and do nothing, that's big.
Yeah, it's been epic. You should see what I did. Nothing. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I wake up now, and I go outside, and I meditate. Like it happened again this morning, and I sat down in my garage, I lit a cigarette up, I had my tea, and I went, no, fuck this shit, because my brain is so used to going into the same thought, which is, what am I doing today? And I can't stand that shit. I'm actually tired of my brain. Like, I'm telling my brain no. So I go outside. I lay in the grass. I play some meditation stuff, affirmations, the ultraviolet, fire, stuff like that into my body, releasing all the hoes and dirty thoughts. I release these inner demons. Of sexual imagination.
That's funny. I need to start doing that more. Like, I never had time before. Like, with the whole 9-to-5, you know, the whole work grind. I never had time for myself. And I thought I was doing a whole lot of self-love and stuff, but apparently not. And I could always use more. So, yeah, trying to get acclimated into that. And I want to meditate. Like, I don't know. I've never had luck meditating because I can never sit still. But I don't know. I guess a little bit at a time. I don't know.
You know, I think
I
this
is
something that men and women, I think men need to, like, learn how to do, especially myself. I think women have a better imagination and creative flow than men do. And it's something that I have a hard time with because I don't know where you want to put it, your heart space, your, I don't know. It's a feminine side to it, but it's something that I have a hard time with. But for me, I was... This is why I say, like, without duality, we can't learn. So, yes, I was very flighty. I felt like every synchronistic number and moment had a purpose to it. But then again, if you look at it, it did because it brought me here. So then I had a moment where I was like, I'm not looking at the angel numbers. I'm not going to look them up. And then I had some numbers pop up, and I was like, fine, I'm going to look these up. Just one moment. One more time. But I think by slowing down and being more open, like in touch with myself, I think is the words we should use, in touch with myself. Will help bring in this flowy creative imagination.
Oh, for sure.
And reading books. I've been wanting to read my book more. I don't know what's going on with me, Candace. Something's going on.
I don't know. Hey, did you read the ones that have you touched the ones that I gave you?
I've touched them. I have touched them.
You gotta
I'm a
read
very
it.
Slow
you gotta,
reader.
That's okay. But the Book of Enoch, you really gotta. That's interesting. The Harbinger. That's a good one.
That's the book I want to read too. So I think that's my next goal, because I was actually thinking about this today when I was laying down after my morning meditation, which is kind of my favorite thing to do now. And I was like, you know what? If I'm going to lay down and love myself, I can also love myself by reading a book. And I was like, wow, Joe, look at you thinking about positive stuff. So there's that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's my new goal. I'm going to get to it.
Like, I think that anything that brings a person happiness or joy or fulfillment, that's like self-love. And whatever that means for, you know, everyone's different.
Well, this is like discipline for me. And I thought discipline for me was like motivational videos. And if you're not doing anything, then you're not doing anything for your dreams. And I'm like, yeah. And then I would be sad. And it would be like, you got to take that and turn it into this. And I'm like, yeah. And then I would like do more. But I wasn't really like, my energy wasn't where it was supposed to be. And so, by it not being where it was supposed to be, I wasn't really, like, that's what I mean by I wasn't loving myself. Like, I wasn't intentionally going, I don't know how to explain it other than slowing down, not having to do anything, and just being with yourself. Like, literally, just being with yourself. And it sucks at first. It does. Because it's like, all right, what are we going to do next? And I'm like, no. So,
nothing. We're doing nothing.
My energy has shifted, and now that I like love myself more, and I don't have to like force myself to do readings every moment, or, you know, yes, I go to work, but it's not as like tormenting as I felt it to be.
Well, that's good.
And I've also started playing the drum that has come into my life. I played it earlier.
Oh, right.
It's loud as fuck. I didn't realize how loud it was. Like, I could hear it through the woods. Like, I hear it, like, echoing through the woods. It's like, whoa. So next time, I'm going to do an intention on it, and I'm going to be like, the universe is going to hear me, and this is to put it into sound. I'm going to put my thoughts into physical motion, which will turn into sound, and the universe will hear that sound, and it will transmute into a message for the universe. And like, hear my prayer. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
the rhythm of my heart.
That's so cool.
So, yeah, that's my update. Someone also told me last night on Facebook Live while I was giving messages to give it to them raw. And that's exactly my response. I was like, you can't just say, give it to me real and raw. And I was like, I know your intentions behind that because I read that and felt that shit. Authentic Joe does not limit himself on, you know what I'm saying?
Give it to me raw. Wow, okay.
Yeah, and then I had some people like start private messaging me, and they were really kind of, I had to block them, Candace. That's
really
a rare
that
move.
Bad.
Yeah, they were kind of creeping out. They were like, hey, where'd you go? You went on Facebook Live. You can't run from me. I just want to see if you wanted a back rub. And I was like, oh, this is a little bit too much, universe. I was asking for a number 5. You gave me a number 10 with extra fries and too much sauce. You know, it's not even like magic sauce. They gave me like the weird shit.
That was funny. Oh my god, that's funny.
Like that sauce that you never wanted to try ever. Southwest pickle dill chipotle mayo. And you're like, what?
Oh my god, that's funny. Now you got an extra sauce.
You know, there's the cool weird people that like to dip their fries in their shakes, which I think I've tried once. I'm not ashamed of it, you know. But then there's those people that just go wild and just too far. I get some courage, though. I mean, like, kudos for messaging me. Candace, this is the whole point of the whole slowing down thing. The old Joe would have messaged everyone back while laying in bed and, like, had multiple conversations with people. But Joe now knows how important his energy is and reserves that for the special people like you.
Oh, I'm blushing. But no, Joe does not lay down in bed and message me.
Oh, no, I don't do that. Yeah, thanks for that update. And we didn't cover that. That's true.
ain't none of that happening.
No.
Sometimes I think people get a little confused because Joe and I are very open with each other, but we're not that open with each other.
I'm surprised people think, well, I'm not, and I am, because I'm surprised because I think a lot of people haven't experienced a good friend, and regardless of, like, age, gender, anything like that. So that surprises me, but I'm not surprised because then there's the people that just see outside of the whole picture and they're like, there's something going on. There isn't.
Uh-huh.
That's a really great friendship. And that's yeah, completely 100% amazing.
I like it though.
Hey.
I have fun with it sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I do too. Because we can be in a weird place.
Your girls are weird sometimes. You got a couple of followers, but I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, I know. And I think they're all great people, but some of them, I even get like, and I'm not saying this to anyone in particular, so don't take offense to anyone listening. Don't take offense to this. But like, there's people that apologize to me for not watching my lives, and I'm like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. Like, I'm not mad if you can't make every fucking live I did. But I love you. I love everyone. But I don't know. I think being on my side, people don't know if I see or know if they watched it. So they're like, hey, I wasn't there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I like to mess around with people. Like, I messed around with you one day. You were like, I'm so sorry because you fell asleep. And I was like, I'm so pissed. I'm so upset.
Oh, my God. I was so, I was crying.
Yeah, I felt bad after that.
Like,
no.
I'm such a bad day. I'm so sorry. This never happened. I don't know what's going on.
Wrong timeline. Wrong timeline.
Yeah. No shit. Oh, my God. It was weird. Yeah.
This is actually fun. This is actually, now, we're actually not live anymore. We're in recording. And I have a feeling that more people are going to listen to it in recording for some reason. But
why are we not live?
Because Joe made a mistake again about not changing the time to over an hour to from 15 minutes. So I 9:30 and I didn't change the 15 minute window. So I can't go back and edit that. I mean, I can end it.
So we're listening, and then all of a sudden, it's just like cut off, right?
Yeah, but it's all right.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening into recording. What's the next topic, Candace? What should we discuss next? And what's
the
something in our
next
lives?
Topic?
I've been invited to do a podcast with this lady who wants to talk and discuss of topics that men and women
do it.
That's it. Men and women do it. That we tend to not agree on or not see each other's point of view. And so she was like, uh-huh. What do you think about that? And I was like, well, I think relationships, friendships, love, I think there's a lot of, and she was like, yes, yes, yes. Are you available next Friday at 12? And I was like, uh-huh. I will be. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, you should. Like, it's good, though. So, like, you need to expand. Like, you are meant for greater awareness for people. Mm-hmm. You need to expand. Going on other people's podcasts as, like, a guest appearance and showing up in places. I mean, that's how you're really going to, like,
oh, I'm gonna
share more. You have to just expand your circle, so to speak.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Well, the universe is just bringing me, like, someone tagged me in it, so I was grateful for that. Then there's that secret thing that only you know about. So I'm waiting to hear about back from that.
Oh, yes, remember. That's exciting. And
that
why
is
like deja vu? That is like deja vu for some reason.
Like from this moment or like?
Like that experience? I don't know why. Did it happen before or I don't know. Like that experience, we'll talk later off air.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things that I've done with this is not think about like anything about it. Like just I put out these good thoughts and then I'm like, oh my God, like I don't know how to explain this. It sounds so stupid. But like I finally get it. Like it sounds so dumb. I think that's what one of those big energy waves was about. Like, it was like, if you recorded my thoughts, amplified the volume, and amplified the intensity, and repeated it, and I had to deal with that shit. So now I'm like, oh my God, I get it. Just think about it.
Watching you evolve, especially recently, you've been having a lot of epiphanies, is that the right word, or realizations lately? It's really beautiful to watch. It's like you're welcome. Thank you. Everything is like clicking for you. And
it's hard.
I
it's hard to
it's
live
amazing.
Through. It's
I
not,
suppose.
It's really being me. Man, like, I'm grateful. My life's not horrible. It's I think everyone kind of understands in their own way. It's like, you're this person 1 minute, and then suddenly, 3 weeks later, you're hit with these intense emotions and confusing thoughts. But I think the best thing about my mental state is that I'm always willing to, like, understand myself more is the best way. And then I realized a lot of people just don't get that. I guess it's a gift that I have. A lot of people don't understand. It's okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Side note.
They will.
Find apparently I am a medium.
Oh.
I read.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You just got to, when I went to, this was a long time ago, like, I don't know, over 10 years ago maybe, that I went to this local psychic, and because I was getting, like, some weird, I was, what's the word? I mean, I was,
yeah.
I was also a medium at the point. I can't think of the word, but I was channeling, there you go. So I was, like, channeling people, and I didn't realize it, and I had went to a psychic, and she's like, you need to stop, and I was like, what? Why are you telling me not to use my gift? I was like, what? And she's like, you have to remember to close doors.
Yeah, that's what I was told, too.
If you don't remember to close the door, I mean, then other things will come to you. I mean, everybody will come to you, and then you'll be
that
like
drove
bombarded.
Me nuts. Someone told me that, too, and I literally told them, how do you close the door? And that's what they told me. You have to learn how to close the door. If you're going to open the door, you have to close the door. And I was like, how do you close the door? And
it's a visualization.
I think it's just, for me, it's all mental. I think it's just being, like I said before, being in the present and that's it. That's like if someone texted me and I'm out in my car and I'm by the river and they're like, what's going on with you? And then all of a sudden I tap into it. That's me opening a door. That's why I've learned that my energy, my thoughts, if I'm thinking about something, that's a precious moment. If I'm, like, all due respect, like, even out of love, like, this is a precious moment to me. Like, I don't want to, this is a thought I had recently. I don't want to waste my thoughts, time, energy, emotions on anything that doesn't serve me. Like, I had a brief thought today about bills, and I was like, why am I worried about bills? We're not going to be focusing on that because we don't have to worry about the motherfucking bill. And you keep on trucking. I think our brain is so used to thinking about something that it feels like it has to do it.
Yeah. Oh, we're programmed. I mean, the majority of us are just stuck in the matrix and just programmed. We're programmed.
We're addicted to negative shit.
Get up, go to school, go to work, and repeat.
Yeah, we're addicted to thinking negative things.
The worst case scenario. We're always thinking about the worst case scenario. And then we hyper-focus on the worst case scenario. And it's like, oh, man, it wasn't even like that.
And then we manifest it.
Yeah,
so it's just about something that I've had a hard time with, too. Occupying your time so you can, like, shut your mind off. But the funny part is about it is the better you slow your mind down and you're in the moment, the more intuitive you become.
Yeah, I'll agree to that. Yeah, there's some truth into that. The moon is so pretty tonight, Joe. I don't know if you're out where you're at right now, but I'm outside looking at it, and it's pretty damn bright. It's really pretty.
After this episode, I will definitely go outside.
It's mesmerizing is what it is. It's really, I don't know, it's like really soothing me right now. It's really relaxing. I got to remember to put my water out. I'm not going to do no sort of ritual tonight.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Brief message to whoever works at Facebook. If you update the shit one more fucking time, I'm going to lose my shit. That's it. Thank you. they updated the thing again, and I'm like, what the hell is this shit? And I have to go look for new buttons to press. We don't need you to update Facebook anymore. We get it.
Oh.
I hear an aeroplane.
Oh, that's actually the... I'm sitting outside. That's the AC unit that just kicked on.
Oh.
And I was thinking, perfect timing. is it really loud? Should I move? Do you want me to move? I can move.
No, you're good. You're good. What do you feel is going to be the next big collective wave here? You mentioned something about, there's no pressure. I like to kind of free ball it in a good way because that's how I've learned the message really is what it is. What do you think people, for the most part, are going to experience after this intensity of emotions?
Of what we're going through now, like with the moon and stuff like that, after this?
Yeah, after the full super moon, whatever we're calling it.
Well, I think that there's going to be a lot of call to action.
Uh-huh.
Like right now, there's a lot of this. I don't know. This energy. There's a lot of fear energy, but I think that like more people being more proactive and just like more active. They're not going to be pacifists anymore. There's a lot going on. People are. It's funny because I've never seen as much divide as there has been. There's so much unity right now. Even just like collectively, there's a lot more unity than there has been amidst all this fear-mongering bullshit. But there's a lot of affection, a lot of people moving forward and taking their voice and using it and putting it to better use.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that's coming.
I like what you're saying.
It's like with this, I don't know, there's a lot of release going on. Energetically, it's shifting. And I think I was talking, before the show, it's like the calm before the storm. And releasing all this stuff is just going to not force us, but we're going to, like, transmute that energy into something that actually is impactful.
On
everybody else on the planet, on, you know, our community. People are going to start being more active and, you know, in those areas there.
I think you're right.
There's still a lot of growth that's going to happen.
Yes.
Still a lot more changes. Change is hard. You can't, like you said, you can't have the dark without the light. So you can't have bad things have to happen. So when the good comes, you can recognize it, you can see it, and you can appreciate it. And learn.
They're uncomfortable, for sure.
Change?
Yeah.
Change is very uncomfortable. I mean,
well, what my spirit guides told me was, like, we have to, if you're going to expand, and you have to expand, it's like stretching. And when you're stretching, it's going to be like, it's like not comfortable. It's like, And then you come back to this new form.
Like putting on, like, a sweater that doesn't quite fit. And you have to, like, you know, put it on and just kind of, like, stretch it out a little bit, you know? But it's like, it's, for me, the best way that I handle change is I recognize it as change. I'm like, oh, okay, this is new. This is different. This is what's happening. And I accept what it is. And I flow with it. All right, where's this going? Instead of, like, resisting. When you resist change, it just becomes more difficult. Change is inevitable. I mean, it's going to be inevitable.
Well,
so
I also picture this,
like
vibrational light. Like, we're getting electrocuted, but it's actually, like, therapy. It's like spiritual shock therapy. But either way you look at it, what I feel is going to be different for certain people. I think for me, for example, I'm learning patience and being in the moment. And I'm not saying that I'm looking for it, but I think there's going to be some surprises because of what I've learned. But I'm not – that's like – this is for everyone out there, too, who has to learn this, too. Like, learning yourself, you're going to find basically great things are going to happen because you're not stressing and you're learning to love yourself and let go of, like, how it's going to come. I think there's going to be people that step into their – breaking their fear. Like, they're finally going to do some big shit. I think there's big decisions. But my guides are saying that there's always going to be this significant group, and I'm not saying it in a bad way because I think that I've also fallen there before, but there's this significant group that is so focused on, and I've been there, focused on love, relationship, like without this person, they're nothing. So they stay with them. And like, there's this whole, they're not focused on their personal goals. They're focused on, like, the people, like the 3D shit. These
that
are people,
gave me chills.
These are people that are just still, like, they want to move forward in life spiritually, but they don't know how. And, like, the big process is to let go of what no longer serves you. So those people, and the funny thing is they release, the spirits, they're releasing, like, negativity, they're releasing this, they feel good, and then they're not aware that the same shit comes back. And why do I feel this? Where is it coming from? And I've been in a toxic relationship. You don't realize your head's up your ass, and it's okay. I've been there.
Yep. There's going to be, like, another wave of, a mass awakening coming. People are going to, their minds will be blown. After it all,
you heard it here first, everyone. Your mind's gonna be blown.
I mean, and I think that after that happens, people are just going to wake up and they're going to be like, this is bullshit. Like long term, we're going to, as a country, a lot of reverting back to, not biblical days, but I mean, just reverting back to how things used to be, where we did. Fuck is that? Sorry.
You're good.
There are these two low planes going really fast, but they're not even like planes. What in the world?
Interesting.
Hold on. Hmm. I'm just looking at the sky. So there are these two objects, and now there they go. They're going that way. That was crazy, and I don't know what they were, but you heard them. They were loud as fuck, but they had all these, like their lights on the front were like multiple green lights. It was weird looking. There was two of them. They were going really fast. I've never seen them that low and that fast before. That was weird. I don't know what that was. Sorry.
Yeah. Don't be sorry. It's divine timing.
Well, I don't know. For a second, I thought it was a UFO.
You never know.
Or something. I mean, like, something. Because, I've never seen a UFO. Actually, that's not true. I had an experience probably about, like, 14 years ago or something like that. I was living at my old house, and I was out front. Okay. And it was nighttime, and I was stargazing, right? And, as I was stargazing, I noticed that the trees, it was like a mirror, like reflection, the trees were in the air. And I was like, what in the world is going on? And it was an aircraft. It was a UFO that was flying over me. And because I ended up doing research and looking UFOs up and all kinds of stuff. That's when, that was around my awakening back in 2012. And it's like, it's reflective on the bottom of the ship like that. So it hides them, it camouflages them, you know? Because when it's like reflecting the trees, all you think you're seeing is trees. But I was like, what in the world is going on? Why are the trees in the air? I thought I was going crazy.
I think the big message here is that there's going to be some light being stuff.
Oh, light being stuff. This is hard for me because, like, there's so much that I already know that, I have a hard time saying it because if you tell people things and they're not ready to hear it, it just causes like mass hysteria, confusion, paranoia. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And
I know.
If aliens are here, I mean, aliens have been here.
We're here.
They've been here. They just blend in, and you don't really know. But it's been all the talk lately. Whether it's it's been all over the place about different alien species and stuff like that being here and this, that, and the other. But they've been here all this time, and people once you realize how long they've been here, oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a walk-in.
That'll blow your mind.
I'm not supposed to.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not supposed to talk about it, but they don't give me enough. So I need some more tools while I'm here, but I've experienced a lot of shit on my body. But I also had to go through the process of like releasing negative shit too. But there's a whole, the Orion War is what a big vision I had. Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I feel like there's going to be more vision.
More what?
I think there's going to be a lot more light being stuff. I think there's going to be a lot more visions. I think there's a lot more people waking up, like you said. They're going to be looking for answers. And then that's where we're going to be ready for them, because we've all been waiting for this big purpose, and our purpose is going to fucking shine all over God's green earth. I can't tell you how many light being stuff. Candace, I don't know why, and I love you. It has nothing to do with you, but I feel like we have to wrap this up. Did you feel this too?
Okay. I'm here for the ride. So yeah, if we have to wrap it up, then that's whatever's good, whatever's clever.
Something about it is just like not bad. It's just like, all right, this is it. Well, it's been an hour, so
yes.
I think we have to call it and say we have done our justice of duty. We have served our time for today. And for those of you who would like to contact us either together or separately, we have our Facebook page, which is our radio show page on Facebook. We also have our personal Facebook pages and all that stuff. Don't forget to follow us for more fun lives that we don't plan. We're just going to go slow. And Candace, I love you, and thank you for having a great convo as always.
Love you too, my friend.
I don't know what song to play.
I don't know either. I was waiting for it to like play it. I was like, oh, shh.
All right, cool.
okay, wait. If you guys are really us, what number are we thinking of? 69, dude!